I'd like to welcome back to Art in the Air, and this time in Art in the Air Spotlight, Millie Hoppe. She is now doing a project through the Indiana Arts Commission. She is a dance teaching artist and will be offering a movement for seniors at the Long Beach Community Center. That'll be coming up in March. It's a mindful movement for seniors, and it's going to be wonderful. And the last time we had her on, if you want to hear her whole interview, is October 28th of 2022. Millie, welcome back to Art in the Air, and especially Art in the Air Spotlight.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
I know. It's so nice to see you, Millie.
So, great Millie, tell us about this project you got going. It's something for people that have no dance experience, so you're not teaching that, but it's just an interesting project. And I think, what, the Indiana Arts Commission is involved? Tell us about that involvement.
Yeah. There were 35 artists throughout the state that were selected to be the second cohort of the Lifelong Arts Training. So we did 3 days of training with a national organization called Lifetime Arts. So it gets a little confusing. There's Lifelong and then there's Lifetime. And we did a national 3-day training with them. And then we basically proposed what we would like to do with seniors. So I proposed a seven-week residency, basically, with seniors, one workshop a week. The final day will be a sharing, and it'll basically be improvisation for seniors. I taught stage movement and improv for many years, and I'm used to working with non-dancers. So it's a way for people who are not necessarily comfortable or don't think of themselves as dancers to move and to enjoy the community and the benefits of moving. So it's not, you know, it's concentration, focus, community building, flexibility, balance, all of those things that dance have to offer without feeling like you're in some kind of structured class and maybe you don't have the abilities to do maybe ballet or even jazz dance or, you know, traditional modern dance classes.
So, Millie, can you give us an example of what a class might entail and what would be expected?
I'm basing the classes on the elements of dance. So I consider there are 5 elements of dance: body, action, space, time, and energy. So with the body, the first class, they may be making frozen positions with their body. And that's any position they can do. And then maybe they're working with partners, going back and forth with making what we call shape in dance, is actually a frozen position of the body. For action, we'll start with walking, and then maybe we'll add a freeze, and then maybe we'll go backwards or sideways or whatever, you know, depending on what the comfort level is in the class. I've been doing a lot of training on inclusive teaching, and it's very interesting. Some of the artists, you know, think of the goal is that everyone is included so that we don't do anything that is going to stretch somebody to a point where they don't feel like they can participate. So whatever action, whatever movement we do, it's not going to, you know, we're not going to do anything that would exclude anyone.
Right. So that means like if somebody needs to sit in a chair doing it, that will be available.
That will be available. And maybe we all do a chair dance for a while, or we just do something with our arms, or, you know, we definitely, there will be chairs around the space so that if people don't feel like they can stand even for the whole time, they can participate sitting.
Yeah, balance is such an important thing. So it's wonderful that you're doing this class because it will promote that, you know, how to find your balance. So how many participants will you be having in the class? Or what's your goal?
My goal would be to have 20 or 30 participants. I already have 12 people signed up, which I'm really excited about. I think it's going to go. It's going to happen. But I think, it, you know, a big part of the goal of these workshops, the lifelong learning, is to build community. And I think you definitely want a certain number to have a community. It's hard to have a sense of community if there's 3 or 4 people. So, you know, we want to have close to 20, I think, to have a sense of a community, that we're building community.
So knowing you, I know this is going to be very successful. So with the IAC, will you be allowed to be in like the cohort 2024, or how would you be able to continue on with this if it is successful?
This it's a 3-year grant, so this is my first year. So we are expected to do it 2 more years and build on this. So anything that maybe didn't work quite so well this time, we can kind of flesh that out and next time, make it stronger or whatever. So that's really exciting that it is a 3-year grant. So it will happen next year.
Brilliant. Wonderful.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you want to keep that community going.
Right. Yeah. And who knows beyond this grant what could happen. But it's exciting for me because I still do a lot of work in Indianapolis, and I think it's fun to be able to do something in my own community and with people closer to my age than the children I teach most often. So,
well, we're in about our last minute here. We want to give you a chance to tell people how, where you're going to do this, how you're going to do it, how they sign up for it, and everything like that.
All right. The workshops will be taking place starting March 11th through April 22nd, and they'll be in the gym at the Long Beach Community Center, and that's 2501 Oriole Trail. If they'd like to register, they can email me at mellihoppe16@gmail.com.
Okay. And that's wonderful that you're going to see that Mindful Movement for Seniors offered at the Long Beach Community Center. Millie Hoppe is going to be doing it, and you can find out information about that. It'll be starting on Mondays, March 11th through April 22nd. Millie, thank you so much for coming on Art on the Air Spotlight.
Yeah. Great. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, thank you for offering this.
Art on the Air Spotlight and the complete one-hour program on Lakeshore Public Media is brought to you by McCauley Real Estate in Valparaiso, Olga Patrician, Senior Broker.